podcast with Amanda Shandy and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 6, episode 1. How's it going?
Woo! Crazy!
It's kind of nuts, right? Like,
totally nuts.
Yeah.
Completely.
Here we are. I'm hoping that my audio sounds better this week, since I was using, I was not using the normal recording setup last week, and when I was editing my audio, I wanted to throw up every time I talked, so, which was different than how I usually want to throw up every time I talk, and then I just edit it out, and I'm like, ah, there it goes, much better, but like, there was no getting around it. There were times when I talked last week, and I was like, is that me? It doesn't sound like me talking, so anyway. Tinny audio. But anyway, hi, how's it going? How was your week? How was your everything? Welcome to season 6, everybody.
Season 6, man.
Season 6.
Yeah. This is the jungle. Welcome to the jungle. I don't know what
that means. We have fun in games?
Yes.
Cool.
Apparently season 6 is Jumanji.
Oh, I was going the Guns N' Roses song. Welcome to the jungle. We have fun and games.
That's a good, yeah.
We have everything. I don't know. I'm not going to quote the rest of the song because I'm going to get it wrong. But
look, you know, I'm impressed because all I knew was Welcome to the Jungle. That's all of the lyrics I knew from that one.
We couldn't even do Miley Cyrus last week. So maybe we should just.
Oh, we totally. Yes. I don't know.
Anyway, it's been a week. It's been a,
but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How's the baby, Amanda?
The baby is good. We went to the pediatrician today. One of the many things we did today. So we were upstate. Not upstate, depending on who you ask. We were in the middle of the state. We were in the Hudson Valley. Because Daniel wanted to get away for his first Father's Day. So that's what we did. But baby girl woke up yesterday morning with like a really crusty, kind of oozy, gross ear.
Oh, no. Aww.
Yeah, that didn't seem to bother her, but it bothered me. And it just didn't seem like a normal thing that should be happening. So called the pediatrician. Our pediatrician just happens to be the type that they just... They want to see you because they want your money. They will not help you over the phone. So we had to make an appointment. So we were driving back today in the rain. Baby girl hates the car.
Aww.
So she slept about half of the way and then woke up, realized where she was, got real mad. We're like, oh, she probably needs a change. So we pulled over and changed her. And then she got even madder. Most car rides, I don't even know why I sit in the front seat anymore because I eventually end up at some stoplight or in traffic climbing into the back seat to sit with her the rest of the way. And it was a whole thing. Mm. She did not stop like red-faced, going to explode screaming until we parked the car.
Most babies like the rhythm,
she hates the car. Oh, she hates it so much. She hates it so much.
She's a New York City girl.
Yeah. But then like her car seat is also her stroller. So then she said to go back in it to go to the pediatrician in the rain. So then we had to put the plastic thing over her. Like, oh, homegirl was just all sorts of mad. Come to find out, it's just a nasty case of cradle cap in her ear.
Really? That's a thing in the ear? I've never heard of that before.
Well, it is. Like I was Googling and... you know, Dr. Internet. I was like, oh, this could just be cradle cap. This is kind of what it looks like.
Yeah.
So, you know, $30 copay later. It's like, put some coconut oil on it. Okay, thanks.
May I suggest taking advantage of your FSA account?
Yeah. I probably should. I've been putting it on our credit card so that we could, like, split the cost of it.
Yeah.
Because she's on my insurance, so, like,
yeah,
I pay the lion's share of it. So it's been a day.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I have a life hack for you for the car.
I would love to hear it.
Okay, you're not going to like it, though. So This happened with Alex once, and my dad. So anyway, long story short, not even going to tell the story. Essentially, I pulled out my tit and put it in his mouth when he was like 8 months old and was like, here you go.
Yeah,
we were on vacation and I didn't have anything for him.
I have read the like the lactation book that I have. It's like, oh, if you're particularly flexible, you can like nurse while they're in the car seat. And I'm like, no thanks.
Let me tell you, we went to
my torso is not that long. I don't think I could reach.
We went to Cooperstown and it was I don't think it was a rental car. My parents must have driven up and we were in the back seat of my dad's car. Mm-hmm. And Alex was just, he had been on the airplane, and he's not a good traveler like Zachary was a great traveler. Alex is routine oriented. He didn't like being out of his routine. So he was already pissed that he'd been on the plane. This was October, so August. So he was 8 months old. He was already pissed. He was pissed that he then had like another hour and a half car ride to get to Cooperstown from whatever airport we went into. And it was like a winding country road and he was just screaming. So I was like, all right, we're just going to do this. And then I just was like, Dad, don't look in the rearview mirror.
That's really impressive because I'm really like thinking through the mechanics of it. And like, I don't think I could do it and still be like seat belted in. And like,
I don't think I was seat belted in. It was because I was in the middle seat and the middle seat gives you some more flexibility with that.
But that's even where I sit. So when I climb from the front seat to the back seat, I sit in the middle seat.
I don't think I was seatbelted in, honestly.
Desperate times.
I was like, well, if I die like this, it's going to make for a hell of a story.
Right. Oh, it's just so much. It's so much. You try everything. It's like nursing her before we get in the car, like trying to time the car with like a nap.
Yeah.
It's true. We did get like the first leg of the trip. Yeah. Where she was like totally cool about it. And then all of a sudden she like remembered where she was because it was raining the first half of the trip. So I think she was just mesmerized by the rain. And she's like, what is that?
Yeah.
And then it stopped raining. She's like, oh, right. I'm in the car. I hate this. I need to be miserable. And everyone around me needs to be miserable too. Yes.
You do crazy shit when you're a parent just to keep your kids quiet, especially when they're like screaming in public or even in like an enclosed space like a car. Where you're just like, oh my God, please. Don't.
Well, it just sounds like it hurts. Like it's just like, it's so much where she almost, it's like the silent cry. Like it's just like, oh, it's just, it's so bad. And she's so red. Like, her face like flattens out. It's just terrible. It's real bad. But she went down without a fight at like 8:30, which is pretty good for us. Normally she'd be up at least one more time at this point. She went down real fast, so I think
nice.
She tired herself.
She tired herself out.
Well, nice. Not nice, but you know, fun.
But you know, it's a thing that happened.
Yeah, that's a thing that happened. We're going to Marco Island, Florida. As we're recording this, we're leaving tomorrow night. We're going to stay at my sister's condo. My parents are staying at another one of their condos. So they have a house there, and then we're going to stay in two of the condos. And Jay just started a new job, so he's actually going to join us on Saturday morning, which means I've got put the kids to sleep duty for the next three nights. It's going to be great in a brand new environment. Can't wait. So anyway, I'm looking forward to just getting away. It's been a rough couple of weeks over here. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to some Florida geocaching. Not going to lie.
Nice.
Yeah. So that'll be nice. The only other thing I had is we started watching the TV show Hacks.
I had not heard of it before your text message earlier today.
Okay, so it has Jean Smart, who I think we talked about last week. She was in Watchmen, and she's in Mayor of Easttown.
Currently killing it, I believe.
Killing it at life, at acting life. She's in it. You know Lorraine Newman from SNL?
Yeah.
Her daughter is the other star.
Oh, okay.
She's actually really great. The dude that plays Trey from the gym guy from Broad City is in it.
I don't know.
He's the
dude. Trey's awesome.
Trey's awesome, and he's awesome in this show too. He's in it, and then there's a whole bunch of people in it. It's really, we had seen it, like, you know, heard good things about it on the internets, so we were like, yeah, let's check it out last night. And yeah, it's, I think we're like 6 episodes in. Like, we watched maybe three or four last night, and then 2 tonight.
Nice.
It's really funny. It's a good show. You could see where it kind of has, like, it has a lot of, you know, serious elements and heart behind it, but it's really hilarious. So I totally recommend it. Hopefully, I don't know if by the time we record next week, we'll have a chance to have watched it or not. But yeah, good times.
Now, where did you say it was available?
HBO Max.
HBO Max. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Check it out, though. She's fantastic. She has quickly become my, like, one of my favorite actresses. She's wonderful. So
nice.
Yeah. Also, today is June 22nd, and I believe it is known as Meryl Streep and Elizabeth Warren's birthdays.
Oh, happy birthday to both of those wonderful people.
Yeah. It's a good day to be born, apparently.
I just remember that from when we did Broad Little Lies, and we did it around this time, and
Oh, good memory.
I think so. So, because my former coworker's birthday is June 24th, and I think I'd remember it. I know it was an even day in June. Anyway, I'm a weirdo. I'm not going to stop talking now. I'm not going to go through how I remember everything, but I think it's today. Okay, cool. Good time.
So Frank just swooped in and brought me a new computer charger because we had started recording, and my computer charger stopped working. I think my cats maybe got to it. But I was down to 50%, and now I'm charging back up. So this was going to be a very short podcast otherwise.
Frank to the rescue.
This computer is from 2013. So,
old girl.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow. This episode is brought to you by Frank. Yes. Brought to you in part by...
Yeah, it would have been like screaming babies. Hack the end.
Best episode ever. What a way to start a new season.
Oh my god, seriously.
The editing. It would have been great.
Right.
Very true. Very true.
So
cool. Well, I finished watching the first season, the only season so far, of Girls Five Eva.
Yeah, how was it?
It's really fun. If you're looking for just like a light, funny show with some feminism on the side, like it's funny and I enjoyed it. It has Busy Phillips in it.
I didn't realize she was.
What's that to like?
Yeah. And then right after I finished, I think it was Peacock, right? Yeah. Peacock proposed to me the other one that Matt had written into us about lady parts.
Yeah.
And I saw the like preview, the trailer or whatever, and it does look very good. So I will start that at some point. But
so I think I'm going to do Girls Five Eva after we do Hacks.
Cool.
Because I really want to finish Hacks. It's really good. And I feel like we're going to be done with it pretty quickly. I mean, obviously, if we're 3/4... Or just over half of the way after 2 days.
Yeah. Well, and Girls Afterwards is a pretty fast watch, too, because it's like 8 episodes for the season, and they're all like 30 minutes.
Mm.
Oh, cool. Okay.
They don't have Peacock, though.
Switch to Xfinity, apparently, and get a better deal on internet, faster internet. And
see, that's the thing with New York City, that like cable providers have monopolies in neighborhoods. So that's, we have the one option, and that's kind of it.
Really?
Unless you want to pay extra for Fios, but...
Right.
But it's like, we can't really change providers because there isn't, like, other options. That's just, like, how New York is. It's sort of, in your neighborhood, you have just the one.
Which is kind of bullshit.
It is kind of bullshit. I feel like, which is also why we got rid of cable, because...
Yeah. No, but I'm just talking about Xfinity for the internet. Like, it's not... We don't have TV.
But that's the thing. It's like you have
still don't understand.
You have one provider option, and like that's it.
Oh, for all the whole all of the things.
Yeah.
So like you, if your neighborhood is also wired for Fios, then you have two options. But otherwise, it's like each provider has like their own.
Well, hopefully you're not turf. In the hopefully you're not in the AT&T neighborhood because they are the fucking worst.
Yeah, no, we have Optimum.
Okay.
Which is fine, I guess. But again, how many times has my internet randomly gone out? So
right. The other thing, we watched Luca on Disney Plus. It's the new like Pixar movie.
I have seen Subway ads for it.
It's, you know, it's super cute.
Oh no, I've seen the top of the taxi cabs. Words. Looks okay. Lovely.
I thought you were going to say I've seen it.
No. I thought you were going to be like,
sure haven't. Yeah, sure haven't. Just the artwork. It looks cute.
So it's cute. It's not like, it's cute. It's good. It's not like Toy Story level good, if that makes sense. But or Coco. I think Coco is still my favorite of like that kind of like animation. Like I love Coco. But
I still haven't seen Coco.
Oh, it's so good. You guys should watch it. It's really great. It's not just a kids movie. It's wonderful. I always encourage the kids to watch it because I love watching it. It's really good. My parents watched it. My parents wanted a recommendation for a movie one night and we were like, oh, watch Coco. And they were like, okay. And they loved it. They ended up loving it too. They were like, this is a great movie. Anyway, it's really good. So, but it's really cute. It's actually very, it's very fitting to come out during Pride. Because the premise of the story are these fish boys who go to land and apparently like spoiler minor, when this particular brand of like fish people, because they're not mermaids, but they're like fish people, go to land, they actually turn into humans. So they can like morph back and forth. And the humans know them as the sea monsters and they have to like hide who they are. And then at the very end, it becomes like they become accepted by the village people. And then once they are like out and proud about being sea monsters, all of a sudden, like other people in the village reveal themselves as being like sea monsters too. And like, you know, and the whole moral of the story at the end is not everybody is going to accept you for who you are. So you need to gravitate. You need to be proud of who you are and gravitate to the people who are going to help you be your best self. And it's just a really heartwarming kind of, you know, because it's an innocent story with a really heartwarming conclusion. And Zach wasn't home when we watched it. We watched it with Alex. And I don't know, Alex must be finally of that age all of a sudden where he usually lasts about an hour at most into movies before he's like walking around. He sat there the whole time mesmerized by this movie and was super into it. Like we were at one point, we were just watching his face watch the movie, and it was so adorable.
That's really cute.
It was so cute, just like his facial expressions and his eyes going back and forth. And we were like, "Oh my god, this is so sweet." So he really liked it. I do want to rewatch it with Zach because I think Zach would like the whole fish to human to fish kind of aspect of it.
Fish to human and back again.
Right.
The sea monster story.
The sea monster story. And it's also kind of left ambivalent, the relationship between the two kids too, in a way, like I think on purpose. It's a really good movie. And unless you're like kind of looking for like a message in it, of course, you know, it's not like an overtly like political message kind of Disney movie, but it's just really, it's good. I recommend it. We really enjoyed it. We had fun.
So anyway, not like, like Happy Feet where it's like, you're watching a cute movie about dancing penguins. And all of a sudden it's like climate change is real and everything's going to die.
Yeah. It's not that kind of twist. It's love yourself for who you are, even if you're different. not if you're different, but you know, even if you're love yourself for who you are, no matter who that might be.
Oh, that sounds really lovely.
Yeah, it is lovely. So anyway, Amanda, before we move on, you had a story about a fire? No, an electricity being
gone. Oh my gosh. Oh, 2 weeks ago, we had a time. So we go back to 2 weeks ago when we were finishing our episode and I kept cutting out because we were having like a power surge.
Yes.
Little did we know that was just the beginning of the story. So after we had finished recording, I was getting ready for bed, you know, getting refilling my water and stuff. And I notice in the kitchen that the stove and the microwave didn't come back on, that they were still off.
Oh.
But I sort of thought nothing of it. I was just like, oh, we probably need to reset the clock. I don't know, like the last time we lost power, like I don't know what happened to fix that. So I'll just, I'll have Daniel deal with it in the morning. Cut to middle of the night. I am awoke because the baby monitor is making the really scary beeping sound it makes when it loses connection. Mm-hmm. And it's trying to find it again. So I'm like, oh dear, oh dear.
Wait, you don't have the one that monitors the heartbeat, right?
No.
Okay.
That's scary. There's a baby monitor that does that?
Yeah, that's the one my sister used for Evangeline because she was nervous because she was premature. It like clips to their ankle or their arm or something, and it's supposed to notify you if the heartbeat stops. So you can like catch SIDS, which is something that you can't actually stop once it starts. But it's terrifying because it could slip off them in the middle of the night and also alert you.
Oh, my God.
Right. No, now. Yeah, no, it's just that because we don't do like the – it's like a closed network baby monitor that goes to your Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Yours is probably the most effective because if mine goes offline, it sends me an email.
Yeah, no, mine doesn't do that. Mine doesn't do that. It just beeps at you. It just has this really scary beep. Okay, yeah. And so I was like, oh dear. And I'm looking at it. And then I was like, that's the only sound I'm hearing. I'm not hearing any other sounds, like the air conditioner, the white noise. I'm hearing no other sounds. And I was like, oh shit, we've lost power again. And it was like a really hot night. It was, you know, I don't know if you guys remember we were recording how I was just like sweating balls over here. And I had the window fan going and it was just like, it was really hot.
I remember cutting out at the very end.
Yeah, it was like one of the sort of tail end of a heat wave. So it was like a million degrees in our apartment. So without air conditioning, you really feel it. And I was like, oh my God, the baby is now alone in her room with no air circulating.
Right.
So I get up, go get the baby. She's fine, but I bring her back into our room where we all kind of just try and spend the rest of the night in our, you know, hoping that the power will come back on. But like I strip her down to just like her diaper and she still sleeps in a swaddle because otherwise, you know.
Yeah. Flaring. It's a thing.
Flaring. So it's like, how can I keep her as cool as possible?
Shandy, babies wake themselves up sometimes if they're not like constrained. So they get.
If you don't like strap them down to themselves. Little cute, adorable baby straight jackets are what they are.
Essentially, that is what they are. And
yeah.
It's a real struggle when they get older and they realize that they don't want to be in the straitjacket, but they also need to be in it still. It's real.
It's a whole thing. But we like check the Con Ed outages and it's like it should be back on like by the morning. So we're like, okay, we just got to make it through the night. Wake up, still no power. It's saying, you know, like 3 o'clock this afternoon, power will come back on. Ugh. Daniel's supposed to be working, but we don't have internet, so he can't work. But thankfully, the PC was working on that day. They didn't have a script. They weren't going to have anything for him. So it was like, okay. So we're like, where can we go while we're waiting for the power to come back on that is cool?
Yeah.
And we decided to get in the car and drive down to Brighton Beach and just like hang out on the boardwalk and get like some car. Right. Thank God we have that car. I think this is probably the only car ride that baby girl has been totally fine. And she's like, cool. She's like, we're in the car. No screaming for me. We're in the car. So we get down there and we're sort of hanging out, you know, us and like the old Russian guys and a couple really, you know, drunk dudes. We saw a guy like pass out drunk on the beach and I made Daniel go like check on him. I was like, I think that man is dying. You need to go check on him. Guy refused help. I hope he's okay, but whatever. He's not the star of this story. So so we were, you know, hanging out. We were sitting under there's this big like overhang pavilion thing on the boardwalk. Oh, yeah. And we were just enjoying the breeze and hanging out. And then we're like, let's go get some lunch and, you know, feeling like we're killing this parent thing, you know. And so we head back home because we're like, well, you know, knowing Con Ed, chances are power probably won't be back on by 3, but like we should go get some ice to like put in the fridge so that all the groceries I bought like 2 days ago don't go to bed. And mind you, we live on the top floor of a 6-floor building.
And hot air rises, baby.
Hot air rises, but also having to get baby and stroller and things down 6 flights of stairs because your elevator isn't working because your building is not power. Oh my God.
That reminds me of college, sans baby.
Yeah. So we go back to our neighborhood. We stop. We pick up some ice. We go back to the building. The entire street is just, I didn't even know Con Ed had that many emergency vehicles.
Wow.
Because again, mind you, it was just our block.
Oh,
so it was the same problem from a month ago, like some sort of like manhole issue is what it said on the website, a manhole issue. Because mind you, like I not a peep from Con Ed this entire time, like no email, no text message, no nothing that like our power is out. We had to keep going on the site to like refresh and see.
Oh, that's so annoying.
But yeah, we live in like a, our particular block is like all apartment buildings. So like people are out on the street. It's a very Caribbean neighborhood. So people, you know, they're like old people brought out their folding chairs or sitting out there. There was like some people that
were at the music thing that you Instagrammed.
The music thing that I Instagrammed.
Weren't you at a house party where there was like street music?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know, guys. I can't remember anything. Pregnancy brain is still, I'm still struggling. I'm still feeling the
I know that postpartum the after brain effects. Is the worst.
Oh my God. It's so bad. But yeah, people are grilling and, you know, scuttlebutt on the street is that the original issue from a month ago, they only fixed part of the problem. So the storms had like knocked out, like did the same thing, but worse.
Yeah.
So there's someone digging up the street now. And it's like, okay, this is not going to be resolved anytime soon, I don't think. We took turns. Like one of us would stay down with the baby because we're like, we're not carrying her back up all them downstairs to come back down again. Yeah. So we'd take turns and one of us would go up the 6 flights of stairs and like take care of the fridge and then, you know, grab some clothes and grab some more things for her because she was like, you know, we had her in just like a onesie, but it was like a 90 degree day. Like it was goddamn hot. So got her something even cooler, like the one like really tiny little romper thing she has. It was so hot that the city, Con Ed supplied a city bus so that people could go in it with air conditioning.
Wow.
That's how hot it was. It was like 90 degrees, but like felt like 96 at like 3 p.m. It was so goddamn hot.
You guys had a heat wave while we actually didn't.
Yeah.
Because my sister was complaining it was hot there. And I was, and I was like, oh, really? It's only like 78 here.
Yeah. And this was the last day of the heat wave too. So you also had all the residual heat of the fact that the city had been so hot and everything is concrete. So it's like, was holding all that extra heat. So we were sitting in this city bus and I'm like nursing the baby and we're trying to figure out what our next move is going to be. There's like a couple of other families with like older kids that are like screaming and jumping around. And we're like, okay, what are we going to do? And we're like, this is clearly not getting, there's a guy jackhammering down the end of the street and literally digging the street up. This is not going to be resolved anytime soon. So we're like, what are we going to do? So Daniel's like, okay, like can I go into the office to work tomorrow if we don't have power again? So they're like, no, you can't. And they're like, wait, yes, you can, but you have to have had a negative COVID test. So we're like, okay, where can we get Daniel a COVID test at 4:30 in the afternoon that would then be ready in time for him to go into the work, work at 11 o'clock the next morning? So there's like a city MD a couple blocks away. So we're like, okay, I guess we're going there. So we get the baby off the bus and we go over there. I wait with her outside in what feels like 96 degrees. And, you know, he gets his COVID test. We go back to the building and we're like, okay, let's go back upstairs, go pack a bag. We'll find a hotel room for the night.
Oh my God.
Which I had asked a friend of mine before that, like, I was like, hey, do you know of any, you know, hotels in the area that take cats? Because originally we were going to take Captain too, but then it was like, he spent the whole day in the hot apartment and he's been fine. Sorry, buddy. There's too many things to worry about. We got ice now, so you have some ice in your water.
Yeah. You should have told me. I would have had you, I would have seen if my aunt could have let you get into her apartment on the Upper West Side.
You know, I didn't think of that.
Now you know for the future.
I didn't think of that. That would have been really useful because, so got us a hotel room. I was like looking it up. I swear it said on the hotel's booking that they had cribs. So I'm like, great. Okay, cool. Book the room. And then I call because then there wasn't like, as I was doing the room, there wasn't a place to like request it. So I just kind of wrote it in the notes and then I called to make, just to confirm. But, you know, it was like a Hilton, one of Hilton's sort of offshoots. So it's all a centralized.
Right.
Booking. You're not actually talking to the person at those hotels.
You have to go through 100 different. Yeah.
Right. You're talking to some like random person, like somewhere in the middle of the country that is like, they're like, what hotel? Which one? Where in Brooklyn? What? Can you spell it? I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. I just need to know. Does this place have a crib? I just need to confirm. And they're like, oh, look, see, I see it right there in your note. Yep. No, you should be fine. I'm like, okay, great.
You should be fine. I hate that.
So we get there again. We hit every single red light on the way. So baby girl hates stop and go traffic. She is screaming. I'm trying to screaming all the way into the hotel. I'm like trying to check us in the lobby. Daniel's like trying to rub her over, like run the stroller over the one bump in the lobby, trying to get her to calm down. So I can't really hear the woman as I'm trying to check us in. And I was like, hey, I had called ahead. Like, do you guys have cribs? And I could have sworn she said, yep, we will hook you up with that. Great. Okay, cool. How about parking? We're parked in the lot. She's like, it'll be $30 to park there. And I'm like, no, thank you. We'll move the car. Cool.
God. So
give me the goddamn room key. So we go up to the room. It's like 7 o'clock at this point. Daniel and I haven't eaten since noon. Like, baby girl is actually fine now. She's recovered from the car. But so I'm nursing her and I send Daniel out to move the car and to get food. And I was like, hey, on your way back, can you just check with the front about that crib? I thought she said they were going to send one up.
Right. Which they send a pack and play up usually or a shitty crib.
We're getting to that part. Okay. Daniel checks and he comes up all in a huff because he's like, they don't have a crib. I'm like, what do you mean they don't? I talked to her. It's like, they don't have a crib. I'm like, okay, I'll go down and talk to her because he was just really upset at this point. We still had not eaten the food. The food they had gotten the order wrong. So he had to wait an additional 15 minutes because they had only given him half the food. And then it's like, he thought it was still wrong. It wasn't wrong, whatever. Like at this point, we're just like, at our wit's end. So I go down and I talk to the lady and she's like, I'm sorry, I've only been here a month. No, we don't have a crib, but we like have a thing. We have like a thing that we put kids in. My coworker's coming in to find it. Like, okay. I'm like a pack and play. She's like, yeah, like a pack and play. And we'll bring up some blankets and stuff. So it'll be fine. I'm like, okay.
And meanwhile, you're like, yeah, but we don't do blankets because, you know, we're 2 months old.
Right. And I think she was thinking you would like stack the blankets to make it more comfortable. I mean, she was young. So clearly she don't have kids. She don't know.
Yeah.
So I go back upstairs and I'm like Googling, how do you build a safe enclosure for a baby for co-sleeping? It's a king size bed. We could maybe make that work.
Oh, yeah. With a king size bed, you could totally make that work.
Yeah. But then the guy comes up with the pack and play, helps set it up. And I'm like, I had brought like a crib sheet.
Oh, that's good. And that'll usually fit a pack and play. So
yeah, we had to kind of like tighten it around a little bit. But then I was just like nervous because she's never slept in one before. And it's so low.
So you it's had like a play yard pack and play, not the basically. Like one made for babies that.
Exactly. That's what we had. That's what we had. And I was like, how are we going to get little girl in and out of this safely? She doesn't have a ton of neck support yet.
Right.
Thankfully we could. I'm pretty flexible. I can, you know, I was like, oh, well, I can do this. But, you know, it's like, you still just, right, I don't know. Right. Just at this point, I'm like, everything makes me scared.
She slept okay in it though, right?
Oh my God, she slept perfectly. She didn't get up at all.
Awesome.
Not even like her normal, like 4:30 feeding. She slept through it. She was just like so over the day. She was like, I don't know what you're all worked up about. This is fine. Good night. And she was out. But it's like she's been sleeping in her own room. So it's like having her next to me again. I forgot how noisy of a sleeper she is. So like every little like snort and sigh and like thing, I was like, oh God, she's dying. There was like one point in the night where she just kind of like rolled over and let out like a singular cry. She just rolled over and was like, nah. There was one point where she like choked and bucked in, and I was like, oh, again, she was fine. God. She was like readjusting. But yeah, so we make it through the night. At least we're in air conditioning. It's fine. We check out, we check out. It turns out we do have power. So great. Let's all go home. Cause then we were also figuring like, if there's still not power, like, do we stay another night at this hotel with this questionable pack and play? Do I get in the car and I drive to my parents' house and Daniel takes the subway to work? Like, you know, we were trying to figure out what we were going to do, like on the off chance power still wasn't.
Does your utility company reimburse you for the hotel? Because
also Con Ed sent me a bill that day. I got my bill that day.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I've never heard anything from Con Ed about like, sorry, your service was out. Here's what happens. Nothing.
Wow.
I'm still waiting for them to tell me we did not have power. And
went, wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is all just from checking like the outage thing.
You need to call them and be like, fuck this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And spoiler alert, they're going to give you like $6. They're going to be
It's not even going to be worth it.
When we had the AT&T outage here for the whole weekend, it was
fuck AT&T.
It was like three full fucking days, maybe more. My coworker had also had an outage around the same time, and we were both like on the phone yelling at AT&T, and we each got, I believe it was $7 per day.
Literally, right. It's like, it's not even worth. It's not even worth my time to call and sit on hold to finally talk to someone to complain for them to like take that little money off. It's not even worth it.
I don't know. I kind of think it is because, you know, I don't know. Fuck them.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, so it's like
a whole beer.
a beer. So we go home because the power is back on. And it's a beautiful day. Like the temperature has dropped dramatically. So, you know, if all of this had happened a day later, it would have been fine. We could have just stayed. It wouldn't have even been an issue. Whatever. So we get back, you know, she's in a great mood. Like we're like, okay, we made it. We made it. Our harrowing journey is over. We're home again. Hit the elevator button.
There you go. Not working.
The elevator doesn't seem to be coming.
Oh no.
The elevator wasn't working. So one last hurdle to climb. We had
carry
all of our stuff and our baby.
Oh my God.
Up the six flights of stairs to our house where I realize I'm still not in very good shape because I got to about the third floor before I felt like my heart was going to explode and I had to pass the baby to Daniel.
Oh no.
I was like, oh, still on that blood pressure medication. Cannot continue on. I need a break. You're going to have to take the baby while I just take a little break here.
Oh, my God. Well, geez, Louise.
We got upstairs and the power was on. It was just that, like, it's an old elevator. So it was like it either hadn't been turned back on or it was stuck on a floor. That does happen. It happened today.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. It's a very old elevator. It's gross, but whatever.
Oh my God. You said you had a story. You had a story.
Yeah. It was a 36 hour odyssey.
Damn.
That's what she said.
But then it's like the funny thing is we momentarily lost power like 2 weeks ago. Like it just like went out for like 2 minutes. But 30 seconds in, I was on that comment site submitting like like, the power is out. You need to fix it.
Oh my God.
I don't play now. If the microwave starts beeping, I am reaching out to Con Ed.
Oh my God.
Like almost immediately. Jeez, but yeah. Well,
hopefully that is the start and the end of all. Oh, yeah. Oh my goodness.
Hopefully
so
it's
sorry.
Not a monthly thing. Hopefully we don't have a July power outage as well.
Ugh.
But who's to say? Ooh. It's supposed to be a really hot summer, so we'll see.
Yeah. And every summer for the future.
Yeah.
We got you guys were in a heat wave. Now we're in a heat wave. And the fires have started. Yeah. Fire season 2021. Here we go. It's really that like acceleration of climate change is like really palpable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just going back real quick, I had a joke that I just have to get out. Otherwise, I'm going to make it. It's really bad, though. So just forgive it in advance.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
I was going to say, concrete city, concrete jungle where heat is made of. The end. Really bad. Concrete jungle where dreams are made of.
There's okay.
All right. Whatever. I told you it was bad, but I just had to get it off my chest. It's from the song.
Yeah, no, I got it. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, we're done. All
right. Yeah, I just need the I needed the melody to get there with you.
Yeah. I'm a little embarrassed, but again, we just would have stuck there for the whole show. And then I would have thought at like midnight, what if I had made that joke?
Would have been a totally different episode. Yeah. Could have been an episode title.
It still can be.
It still can be.
We'll see. We'll see what we're working with at the end. There's a whole lot of show left.
Now that we got that charger, we can just keep going.
That's right.
Bring on the heat. No, don't bring on the heat.
No, please don't.
Sorry, Shandy. You were talking about fires.
Oh, no. Just, you know, general rant about
fire
climate
season.
Change. Wait, yeah.
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 Insert rant here.
Yes. I mean, everyone knows it all.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, not everyone. That's part of the problem. But everyone that's listening right now knows.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. It's been really nice here, but it's like too hot, you know. And we actually did see smoke last weekend. So I didn't actually follow up on it, but there was a fire somewhere close. And they were hoping that it wouldn't spread too much because of the fire scars from the previous year on either side of it.
Wow. That's great. Mother Nature protecting herself because no one else is going to do it.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah. Meanwhile, like seriously, when I moved to Monterey, we didn't have a fire season here. And now we have a fire season. Like that's how, like, it's like we can really see in our lifetimes the changes.
Yeah.
It's a bummer.
Yeah. And again, whether or not you believe that climate change is man-made, if there is a way that scientists are saying to stop it, why wouldn't you try to stop it?
No shit. Yeah, I'm actually reading a book right now that's on the subject, which is also maybe why I'm like extra like angsty. But the author interviews a bunch of like climate scientists, and she asked them if they thought that they would die of climate change related things. And she said basically almost all of them said yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's because when you take into account like climate change related issues, it's more than just like
COVID-19.
It's more than fires and heat wave. It's pandemics and floods and, you know, it's, just bad weather in general and like diseases running rampant and whatever else is coming down the pipeline. Like, God, I don't really want to know, but here we are.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, it has been beautiful here though.
Well, that's special.
Yeah. I mean, you seem to be wearing a long sleeve shirt. So, you know, your AC must be working or it's a cooler.
Oh, we don't have AC. We literally don't have AC in my building because, like, we don't usually ever
need it.
Yeah. I'm wearing a sweatshirt. I don't know why. Well, it's probably like 65.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's
what it usually is.
Yeah, that's appropriate.
It's when it gets to 70 that it's like super hot here.
I was just going to say.
Right, yeah. So what is a heat wave? Yeah. When you say heat wave, how warm are we talking?
This past week it was like 70 and then sometimes a little bit above 70. But again, like especially for like several straight days, like 72, like that's pretty hot for here. It's 62 right now. But yeah, last week it was much hotter for an extended period of time. It's great to have, like, you know, to have temperatures like that here. It's very, like, feels very summery. But you just know that, like, if we're 72 in Monterey, then, like, a little bit inland, like, they're on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we had planned on doing favorite episode titles from the last season. Do we still want to do that now, or I have a proposition. We are going to be live for the patrons next week. If you want to send me your titles, I can make a quiz out of it, and we can all guess what we talked about on those episodes.
Oh,
oh, interesting.
I do like that.
I do like that too.
No Googling between now and then, or no re-listening.
I don't care. Do what you want. Cheat if you have to. It's America. Do what you have to do to get ahead. You want to give us another download? Go for it. But we can either go through them now, or we can do it next week, and we can play a game with the patrons and see if they want to play along.
I think that sounds really fun. I can send you my list of top five with 10 honorable mentions. And then
are you sure you're okay with that? Because, you know, everybody put the work in today to have it done. And I feel kind of bad about that. But
now that means that we're ahead for next week.
Yeah. I sort of just highlighted ones I liked.
I kind of did the same thing.
And then ones that, like, I sort of sentimentally liked.
Okay.
Well, and that's about as far as I got with it.
I actually, that's kind of what I had done too. Oh, okay. Give me your just as a preview. What is your number one favorite?
Oh, I didn't rank them.
Oh, no. I couldn't pick a number one favorite. Are you kidding me?
Just go through your list real quick and tell me what you think your number one favorite would be, because I know mine. And then we'll move on.
It's like a Sophie's choice. I don't think I should do that.
I can't choose.
Well, because it's also like a lot of these titles, like, I can't remember what we talked about. I just think they're funny, like, by themselves.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Sorry.
But I mean, we're all in agreement that Charcuterie in the Street, Lunchable in the Bed is a pretty fucking awesome title.
Right? Okay, but here's my question.
That was on my list.
That was one of my honorable mentions. Just because, why didn't we say Charcuterie in the Street, Lunchable in the Sheets?
I don't know.
Because that's like the song.
What?
Because that's how the song goes. It's like a lady in the right?
It's lady in the sheet and a freak in the bed.
Right.
Okay, so it was more a reference to the song than to the, like, saying.
Yes, you were referencing the song. Thank you, Amanda. I knew there had to be a reason.
Song.
But that was back in November, so
yeah.
I happen to love that.
I do, too.
My other one was Other Names for Larry Combpoop.
Oh, that was on my list, too.
I missed that one. I don't know why.
It was one of my honorable mentions. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know why I missed that one. I might have accidentally deleted it, because I just...
Well, that was your mom knew what Larry Combpoop meant.
Oh, she did.
That was pretty awesome.
Of course she did.
You know what? Honestly, right now, I can't even remember what Larry Combpoop meant. Was it sex?
It was, yes. It was something sexual.
Of course. It's always something sexual.
It's always something sexual. Off topic, I remember what you were talking about with the video of I was at like a party or something. It was not. Our neighborhood does this really cool thing called Operation Gig, where just because there's a lot of out of work musicians in the neighborhood because of the pandemic. And so someone decided to like organize them and connect them with people in the neighborhood, because there's all these big Victorian houses with big old porches. And so every weekend there's like at least three or four different concerts in various people's front yards and porches throughout the neighborhood.
Okay.
And so that one was a bluegrass.
Ah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. That seemed really cool. I love that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. They do it every weekend. So I think this weekend we're probably going to go check one out.
Awesome. Okay. So
nice.
So next week we're going to do, because I regret not thinking about this when we were live for the birthday party show, but, you know, sometimes life doesn't work out that way. So we're going to be live for the patrons next week. Stay tuned for an email to go out and a link and all that stuff. We'll figure out the format that we're going to do it in, but we will go through our favorite episode titles from season 5, and we will play a little trivia game of what we talked about in each episode. So that's pretty exciting for me, at least. I'm excited.
I like it. I think it's going to be great.
Thank you. When I was editing the show last week, I just was scrolling down and I was like, we've had some like memory lane. And I was like, we've had some, because I've been all reflective lately because of shit that's going on in real life. And we have some really fun, really fun titles here. So anyway, cool. All right. Let's take a quick commercial break. And then when we come back, we can do feedback. I had also pulled some of the stuff from What's Something That You Remember being new technology that's now obsolete. We can do that if we have time. We just do feedback. I don't know. The world is ours. But let's take a quick break right now, real quick. All right. We are back, and it is time to get into some feedback. We're going to start off with something from the Facebook group from Ro. She said, I am really sorry that I missed the discussion from last week's episode about waking up and getting to work. You know my track record. Pre-pandemic, I woke up at 4:25, showered in the morning, and got to work at 6:45, partially driving and partially taking an express bus. Since I'm driving this year instead of taking public transportation and showering at night, I've been waking up at 4:35 and getting to work at 6:05. That is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, she said, she clarified that it was because less traffic. That is crazy, but awesome, Ro. Your students are lucky to have you.
Mm-hmm. Here, here.
Which Gail said that they are lucky to have her, too. So I echo what Gail said.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess now it's time for them. That's what she said.
It hasn't changed my life yet so far, but I know now there are other things I could do.
Mm. I could have got it a week earlier.
I don't have it pulled up.
You can select the one you want to start with.
We can do anything.
I need a good reason to use it.
I meant to do it yesterday or while we're recording today.
I do the heavy lotion at night.
I do. It works like a charm.
Mm.
But what do you do if... Oh, God. What do you do with your socks after they're covered in lotion?
You hide them in the bottom of your hamper.
So your mom doesn't mom see won't them. Find them.
I'll look up lady parts.
I'll send you videos from there.
Anything can happen once.
The routine came quickly. It's just the speed of the routine is something we've needed to work on.
There are things I used to do every morning that I can no longer do.
Well, you know, kids ruin things. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having this idea and roping us in.
I might be doing it in my parents' house.
Oh my goodness. All right. Next up, we have the infamous Maggie voicemails that we talked about last week. These voicemails actually are in regards to something that we talked about on a patron's bonus show. So if you want to become a patron and listen to the bonus shows, patreon.com/JayandJack. But yeah, let's hear what Maggie has to say. And I believe that they talked about the cicadas, which we talked about a lot last week. And cicada sex and the whole nine yards.
The whole thing.
Yeah. This is just me vamping as Maggie's voicemail loads, which I did load as I started to talk about it. That page just doesn't want to refresh quick enough. All right, here we go.
Hey, Amanda, Sandy, and Colleen. It's Maggie. I just listened to the bonus episode. Sorry, my voicemail always takes too long to download. And I think actually I've been needing to call in for a while, actually since Steven was born, so say congratulations to Amanda. I just haven't done it because it's just been crazy being back at work. But the reason I'm calling in, even though I hope to be at your birthday party next week, is the cicadas. So I really hope you guys can hear this. I'm going to take my AirPod out so you can hopefully hear this sound. I really hope that comes out. So that's cicadas. They are freaking everywhere. They are starting to die. They should be gone here soon, I think. They came out about the 20th, so we probably have another few more weeks with them, but they are just everywhere. They're gross. They, at least one has come in the house with me. That was fun. Actually went to like brush my teeth, or I was washing my hands, I think, and felt one on me, like grabbed it, took it off, and like threw it into my room from the bedroom, and I'm like, damn it, now I have to find it, because I don't want it to stay in my room.
Oh.
So yeah, they live for about 6 weeks. I totally understand feeling sorry for them. We got a lot of rain right after they came out. A lot of them started to come out, and I was like, it's okay in the downpour. There's a lot of rain. Yeah, it's just, they're so gross. They're so gross. And kind of insane. I was here 17 years ago when they came out last time. This time I had to deal with preschoolers and cicadas, which was fun. Involved a lot of boys trying to scare girls with them and teachers. had some boys that were very brave with them. I definitely had some kids who were scared of them. But they're not fun. They're not pretty either. And they're just annoying. So I'm really hoping they go away soon because they're just, the noise just gets, like, it's going to be so quiet when they go away and I'm not going to assume anything. And I really hope you can hear that. I really hope, like, noise canceling stuff does not let it go. So, hope you ladies are well. Missed you guys when you were gone. And I'm excited for the birthday party, which I hope to be at. Because it starts your birthday, your fourth birthday, or fifth, fourth birthday, whatever birthday party it is. I lost track of the numbers. I'm going to start my birthday celebration, which is the 16th of the week. So, yay. And it's like Dana and Mike's and all the June babies have their birthday.
And then there's one more.
Okay.
Me again. One of these days, I'm going to do what Des does and just do a voice memo, but I like trying to get it in under the wire, and I didn't today. So it's just kind of like, happy birthday to all the June babies, including Zach and Jana and Mike. I can't remember who else. So, talk to you guys soon, and yeah, all right, bye-bye!
Bye-bye! Thank you, Maggie. To hear our discussion about the cicadas, go back to last.
You say cicada, I say cicada.
Let's fry them in the concrete jungle. See, I knew I was going to keep trying that joke until it got a laugh. I'm such a fucking loser. Okay.
Hey, don't talk about my friend like that.
You know, the thing about the kids, the preschoolers, the boys trying to scare the girls, that does not surprise me. That doesn't surprise me.
No.
Yeah, that would be Alex, not Zachary. That would be Alex. Alex, who I caught licking the deck because he was trying to get the little ants to go on his tongue last week. I was
like, what?
I was like, well, that's pretty sure. Gross. I was like, I want them in my belly. I was like, no, you don't.
Okay. But why? But then they're going to be dead.
Yeah, nah, that doesn't compute with him. Thank God we haven't seen a cicada.
Or a cicada.
Or a cicada.
They're cousins.
They're redneck cousins.
They're redneck cousins.
No,
kissing cousins.
They're kissing cousins.
Well, you know, they're just born to fucking die, as we learned.
Exactly. You know?
Sorry.
Cicada, cicada, they know how to get down.
I'd like to apologize to the rednecks listening to this show, but let's be honest, there's no rednecks left listening to this show.
That's a fair assessment.
Just kidding. Oh, my God. Oh, all right. Well, thank you, Maggie. and then we have an ante update, actually.
Yeah, Andy writes in this last minute update from Andy. Hey, broads. Some more stuff about my not so punctual coworker. He hasn't been fired yet and actually showed up and clocked in on time 2 days straight. The third day he was a few minutes late, then Monday he was almost 10 minutes late. Today he called our manager to let her know he was running late. And while I appreciate him letting us know of the change in plans, I don't appreciate him showing up almost a full hour after my boss emailed me about him. As you expect, I am beyond frustrated with this guy. How can a guy who has only been on the job for 2 months with this spotty attendance record still be employed? It makes no sense to me. There probably is something, but I'm not privy to an explanation due to privacy. Mm. I certainly understand that, but I would rather people know I had an issue rather than think I was incompetent and practically begging to get fired. Sorry to go on and on about my annoying coworker, but it's been pretty quiet outside of that. On some good news, I've hung out with some friends in person for the first time since lockdown, which has been really nice. Even though we're not doing anything out of the ordinary, it's nice to have that kind of thing back in the mix again. Maybe we'll do some more elaborate hangouts later, but for now, we're slowly getting back into it. Anyway, that's about it for now. Really hope there can be some kind of solution for my coworker soon. I'll keep you posted, and here's hoping for a less frustrated follow-up. Hashtag I'm vaxxed with hers, Andy.
Andy, as Shandy was reading the email, I had a thought. Maybe your coworker has like a transportation issue. Like maybe he shares a car with a family member that works like an overnight shift or something. And if that family member gets home late, he can't leave on time. Or, you know, maybe there's something like on that end. Like you just, you know.
That's a very good point.
Yeah. I mean, he could just be terrible with time, but like, you know, I don't know. Maybe if your boss seems to be like she knows something that you don't, maybe that's, you know, maybe that's it. And maybe there's just like an embarrassment there or something. But I can see why it would be annoying. Fun fact, I am routinely 10 to 15 minutes late on all the days that my boss gets there on time. And every day that I am there 10 to 15 minutes early, she doesn't show up until it's like 10 o'clock in the morning and never knows when I'm there early. And I said something to my coworker on Friday. I was like, I said I was late Monday through Wednesday, 10 minutes late. And she knew I was late. I got here on time and early Thursday and Friday, and both days she didn't get there.
Oh my God.
Until it was like, you know, an hour into the workday. I was like, I don't know. This that always routinely happens. And I know that, like, you know, her thing depends on the schedule when she has her kids. And I just apparently, you know, she doesn't have them the first half of the week. And that's when I can't get my ass together to get to the office on time. And I'm always like, why do I even bother at the end of the week? Why do I try to make up for it when nobody even knows?
Well, if there are days that she can roll in at 10, I think that pretty much gives the rest of the office permission to, you know,
basically, if the work gets done.
Yeah.
I think she takes meetings and whatnot for some of the days. I was at my office at 8:15 today, and her children had a dentist appointment, so she didn't show up until 11. So I was like, come on, why is it I was late yesterday?
I mean, I get that, though. That's so, that is like so my life as well. It's why I can never work at a job where I would have to, I have to check in at a specific time or I have to be on time because I am just incapable.
I know. It's not that I'm not terrible with time, although I am. And it's not that I don't get ready the night before because I do.
I do.
I make Zach's lunch the night before. I make my lunch the night before. I make my breakfast in the morning.
Oh my God.
Like, you know, I feel like I try to be ready ahead of time. It's just for some reason, the first half of the week, we start at 8:30. I routinely get there between 8:39 and 8:47, let's just say. And those are the days that I get there and she's already there, like sitting in my coworker's office at the front of the building chit-chatting. And the days like today or last, like Thursday and Friday, where I'm like, all right, I've been late. I've got to get there early. Nobody fucking knows. Last Friday, two of them didn't show up until, One got there at like 9:15 and she got there at like noon. And I was just like, are you, that was like 11. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And I said something to my coworker. I was like, okay, not for anything, but every day that I am early, nobody knows about it.
Yep. Is it just like that time, like just time just disappears that you're like, all of a sudden you're like on time and everything's great. And then you're just not.
Yeah.
It's like the time just vanishes.
So yeah, as someone, and also just getting mm-hmm. everybody out the door, because then everybody needs their special this and their special that in the morning. And there's been mornings where, like, just to get them out the door, because Jay had been taking them, I wouldn't get, like, they would leave at 8:10 and I'm 15-ish to 17 minutes away. And so I would have to leave by 8:15 the latest. And at 8:10 when they walk out the door, I'm still in my pajamas. And that's when I'm like, all right, I got to get dressed. And that's why I'm late, because I just... It's getting everybody else ready to get out the door first. Mm-hmm. And doesn't matter if we are starting the process at 6 o'clock, 6:30, or 7:15 in the morning. It doesn't matter. It always has the same end.
Yep. Yep. I get that.
But anyway, Andy, thank you so much for your email. As always, we appreciate it. And take pity on those of us who are really shitty with time.
Just try real hard and just can't seem to do it.
We don't mean to be.
Yep.
Real quick, because we've got about 5 extra minutes before we need to wrap this up. What is something that you actually remember being new technology but is now obsolete? Are you guys ready?
Oh my God, I'm so ready.
We're doing this show completely out of order right now. We're crazy in our second half of the decade. Mm-hmm.
Woo. Yeah.
You know, outlines are a guide, not a rule.
Exactly. Okay. Web TV, an internet box that connected to your phone line and TV, internet access without a full-on computer.
Mm-hmm.
You guys remember that? And yep. Now everything is just like hooked up to the app. It was like a prototype Apple TV sort of.
Huh.
Yeah.
And now everybody's that got that going on. Another thing is digital photo frames. Remember when that was like a big thing? We had one when Zach was born. Somebody gave that to us as a gift. I think it was Grandma Bev, Jay's grandma, and we loved it. And then it broke, and I don't know, they weren't a thing anymore, so we just didn't replace it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It was pretty awesome.
How's Grandma Bev?
Good. She's doing good. She's Grandma Bevving along. She's doing good.
That's good.
Let's see. What is next? Sorry. Of course it is. I clicked on the view more and of course it's taking forever.
I've got a couple.
Okay. Yeah, what do you got? Go ahead.
iPods. CDs.
Oh, yeah.
I still use my iPod.
You don't use your music on the phone anymore?
No, because my music, like I don't have enough space. It's all in the cloud. So it's like, I don't have that much on my phone. I still have it all on my iPod, which sits in an iHome on my desk, because if I take it off the iHome, it's got like 30 seconds of battery life. It still works. It still works.
All right. I respect that. What do you use when you're working out then? Like out of the home?
I'm not working out these days.
But when you were
I listen to podcasts. Like if I go for a run or something.
Oh, you just down the podcast.
Or I go to like, you know, or I was going to like exercise classes. So it's like you're not listening. You're listening to like what everybody is listening to.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, because CD-ROMs was on here. Like the CD rewrite drives. I remember when that was like the it thing. And now it's just like, digital downloads, you dummies.
Right. Flash drives.
I still use my flash drive, actually.
That's very occasionally.
Yeah, that's true. There are people.
I back up and I the broadcast files every couple of weeks to an external hard drive. And I do a time machine every couple of weeks, too.
External hard drives, I consider that different from like a thumb drive or like a flash drive.
You don't need the flash drive if you just upload it to the cloud or to like Google Drive or Dropbox or whatever.
Or like an actual external hard drive. I feel like that's
different than a flash drive. Yeah. CD players in cars.
Mm.
You know, I will say our like when we bought a car in 2018, it didn't have a CD player and Frank was like not having it. And we just got it, or the new car that we just got, even though it's newer, it does have a CD player, and he's very stoked about that. And we brought his old school, like, thing of CDs, like, in that, you know, like, that pocket thing. Oh, yeah.
I still have that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we brought that on vacation, and we actually did listen to a couple. So I was, for a while, I was thinking, like, is this, like, one of the many things that we brought on vacation with us that we will never use? But we did. We used it.
I get it, though. It's like, that stuff's hard to throw out. Like, yeah, it's like you've got this binder of CDs, and you're like, I spent a lot of money on these CDs.
Well, and it's a time capsule. Like, even looking through that, the CDs in there that are mine, it's like, you know, whatever the fuck I was listening to at the time.
That's all my mixed CDs. I still have kept those. And I do mean to, actually. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm saying it now. Make playlists based on what those CDs were on my, like, Apple Music. So that way I have my mixed CDs in my phone. Remember when they had, like, it was the it thing to have the, like, 5 CD changers and it was in your trunk?
Yes.
Yeah. I was always so jealous of people that had those.
You could just let it play for so long before you had to change it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, it's like it was so ghetto. I had like, it was a cassette tape adapter. And so it was like a cassette tape with like a cord.
Oh,
yeah. And you plug that into your Discman, and you'd put, like, that's how you would play CDs in the car.
Yep.
My RAV4, which we still drive that car, that is exactly what we did. And it was awesome.
Yeah. Or like the, so then the next iteration of that was the thing that plugged into, like, the cigarette lighter so you could play your iPod.
Yep. I had that too.
Yeah, we still have that in the car we're using right now. We have that to charge our cell phones.
But see, I don't have, like, Bluetooth or anything in that. So Jay had bought me a Bluetooth speaker for Christmas 1 year. And I will sometimes, for long drives, bring that into the RAV4 and put the Bluetooth speaker in, like, the center console. Okay, here's another one. Caller ID boxes. Remember caller ID boxes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was so cool when we first got caller ID. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Back in, like, the early 2000s, late 90s. Yeah. Yeah. That was such a novelty. Like, that was so cool when we had that. And then another one was answering machines. Like,
yeah.
That was, well, I don't remember that being new.
I think it was just, like, when you were able to, like record your own thing, and, like, just, like, because they kind of got more technological as we kind of got older.
Yeah. What about, like, cordless phones?
Yes! That is awesome. Yes.
I had one in high school in my bedroom.
Look at you, cool girl.
There were a million of us kids, you know, because I have 5 siblings. And so at the advent of the internet, then, like, you know, we had dial up. So it was like, doesn't matter if you have a phone in your room or not. Like, basically, you're never going to be using it because that line is always busy.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
That's so funny. I remember. So I was talking to somebody about this recently. Because we had a discussion on here, but I was talking to somebody in real life, in person, about this, where I have the 516 area code for my cell phone, which is, like, you know, hot coveted thing. It's an old school area code, and they don't issue them anymore. And it's just like 212 in New York City, they don't issue anymore. Yep. And whoever I was talking to about this, I can't remember who, we were talking about how, like, it was really the thing that kind of killed some of the phone lines back in the day was, remember when, like, we had dial-up internet and, like you were saying, it was always super busy? How, like, some, like, suburban families would get a second line. It would just be for the internet.
Oh, yes.
And I think that was one of the reasons why, like, you know, phone area codes just got completely eaten up.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And I don't know this for sure, so don't take that as fact.
Right. I'm basing this off of just nothing, but
yeah.
But it sounds logical. Like, yes, I would believe it. Yeah.
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 Oh, Amanda, you said before Discmans, Walkmans, Discmans,
yeah.
MP3 players.
Yeah. Dismin's with the skip guard.
The whole thing with Dismin's, like, I am so glad to not have one anymore. Because
oh, yeah, they were pointless. They were pointless.
Like, they always skipped, even with the skip guard. Like, yep. They were bulky, so if you were running with it, it was just awful.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I ran with a Walkman instead. I went from a Walkman to an iPod because I just couldn't run with my Discman because I didn't have the skip guard one. So I would make mixtapes and run with a Walkman.
Yeah.
And then I just jumped right to the iPod.
So I did the progression of Walkman, Discman, MP3 player, but I had the MP3 player where you can only put like 9 songs on it.
Mm. Oh. Yeah, what was it? Zunes?
Oh my God, I forgot all about those. Zunes, yes. I don't remember which one I had. Oh my God, I forgot all about that. There were people that used to email into the Jay and Jack, like the Lost podcast, back in the day. Like, I'm talking 2006, 2007, 2008. And they would be like, can you have this for a format for the Zune? And Jay would be like, I have an AAC feed. You can skip chapters if you'd like to switch.
It's true. I feel like Zunes were like the
A-tracks.
Yeah, or like the HD DVDs.
Yeah.
Where it was like Blu-ray or like HD, right? Was it HD DVDs?
Oh, yeah. You got me. No, yeah, HD, then Blu-ray. But like, because Blu-ray was a thing.
But like, they were kind of at the same time. Yeah. And then the Blu-ray took off. I feel like that the Zune was... It was the MP3 version of that. Like, it was just...
Well, because you had to have the specific Blu-ray player. So once people were like, oh, Blu-ray is the new it thing, they bought the Blu-ray players, and you couldn't always do the
whatever the other... Yeah, whatever the other thing was.
Yeah. Okay, real quick. T9 texting. Remember that?
Oh,
God. That was both the worst, and once you got it, you were like, this is great. But look
how fast I am at this. It's like, oh, it's better off just pick up the phone and call the person.
Oh, I had forgotten all about T9 texting, like all about it. Oh, my God.
When text started, like it was such like a crazy concept that you could send somebody a text message. I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
I was so mad because you had to pay extra for it. And like my family, we didn't have that in our plan. So people would send me a text message. I'm like, stop it. That cost me 5 cents.
I remember.
See, yeah. And in France, in Europe, where cell phones cost much, much less than the US, you didn't have to, like, receiving, you were not charged for. No, which then when I moved to the US was like, what the fuck are you all doing?
I'm like, that's a nickel? There's another nickel? Stop it.
I remember you yelling at people for that.
Don't text me.
Probably me.
Yeah. Call me.
Once I was like, texting is an option? I love to talk. Yeah. Man, I love to text.
I hate reading. This is costing me money. My parents are going to yell at me. Stop it.
Remember when like the flip phones, like the Motorola, the Razr, that was like the big thing lost, like in 2008, 2007, when the we have to go back Kate thing. And the reason that people guessed that it was a flash forward was because Jack had the Razr phone, and it wasn't a thing in 2004, so people guessed that it was a flash forward. Mm. And yeah, that was like the it thing, like the Razr. Like
the Razr phone.
Yeah, all the cool kids had Razr phones.
Yeah, little did they know. That had to have been 2007, because little did they know 2 months later the iPhone was going to come out. Because that was July 2007 was the iPhone.
Wow,
was it really?
Yeah, I believe it came out while we were at Comic-Con or right before it. It was like that June, July 2007.
Holy shit.
Annie Russell, who we went to college with, I worked with her at the time, and she got one when it came out.
Wow. Yeah. I got my first smartphone in 2011. That's like just very typical. Just like, I did too, like several years behind.
Well, yeah, no, same.
I had the BlackBerry, and I was an instant messenger on the iPhone is what the BlackBerry BBMs turned into.
Oh, right.
And I used to BBM people all the time, and because texting costs PBM. Money, right? And yeah, yeah, Jay had gotten the iPhone like a year before me, and he was like, no, you got to switch over. You got to switch over. And I was like, fuck no. I don't want to pay for texting. I want my BBMs. And then I think Messenger, like the – it came out in 2011. He was like, no, if you have an iPhone to an iPhone, it's the same thing. And it still took me some time. And it wasn't until my BlackBerry, I dropped it and it like died. And it was May 17th, 2011. Yes, I remember that.
R.I.P.
It was May 17th, 2011. My BlackBerry was kaput. And I had to go to the Apple store and buy my first iPhone. And that is when that happened.
Nice. Yeah. Like, do you remember Sidekicks? I feel like Sidekicks.
Oh my god!
Was like the same thing as like the BlackBerry, and it just like the Sidekick kind of had its moment and then fell off.
That's right. Oh my god. Yes. Remember Palm Pilots was like a big thing for a hot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember hearing about Palm Pilots, but to this day, I'm not entirely sure what they are.
They're just like, you know, they were like essentially what your iPhone is now. iPhone.
Yeah, really, but it had like a little like. A stylus.
Yeah, which was like a pen you can like write things into, so you could like take notes, like you were, it was like a digital notepad mixed with like a
it was like an iPad?
Sort of.
Smaller.
It was kind of like an iPad meets a Kindle meets a notebook.
Yeah, it was like you could do it like it was supposed to be like so like the dorky people could take notes with it.
It seemed utterly impractical and unnecessary.
Yeah. Some very small notes.
Yeah.
On that note, everybody, thanks for playing. Thanks for listening. If you have anything you would like to respond to us about or questions, comments, et cetera, you can email us thebroadcasters3@gmail.com or give us a call 331-276-2373. Or as Maggie pointed out, you can leave a voice memo and email that to us like Dez does. Dez, we miss you. We haven't had Dez voicemail in such a long time. Yeah. So hit us up. We love feedback. If you have any questions, anything about anything from tonight, yeah. Thank you to the patrons, especially the patrons that contribute a certain level, and that would be Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. Thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it. If you'd like to be a patron, patreon.com/JayandJack. Speaking of the patrons, we're going to be live for the patrons next week. We hope that you will consider joining us at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. 9:15. What time do we want to do this?
Either's fine with me.
Let's say 9:15 so we give ourselves that cushion. We had a whole conversation about being on time and how that is a challenge. Yeah. let's just set ourselves up for success.
That was ours.
Let's tell the patrons 9:15 and we'll tell each other 9.
There we go. Okay. Yeah. All right. And maybe I'll make it open to all the patrons and just all the patrons because we
will. Yeah, it'll be a party.
Yeah,
an end of June party. Bring on Jason's D. Which you all are laughing at because you read all the episode titles today.
Indeed. It's true.
And that was episode 5.2. Thank you very much. anyways, we will be live. We will do our favorite episodes. And I will quiz you all if you remember what we talked about on said episode. But on that note, thank you again for listening. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.